BBC News with Julie Candler. The authorities in Sierra Leone say rescue workers have recovered nearly 400 bodies from Monday's mudslide on the outskirts of the capital, Freetown. The chief coroner warned that as the search continued, the number of dead was expected to rise above 500. Reports from the city mortuary speak of chaotic scenes with corpses on every floor. An internet company that hosts US websites, Dreamhost, says it's fighting a demand by the government that it hands over information identifying people who visited an online site opposed to President Donald Trump. It said this violated the principle of free speech. The website was a focal point for organisers of protests during the president's inauguration. The last truckload of weapons belonging to Colombia's former rebels, the FARC, have been removed under UN supervision. The Colombian president, Juan Manuel Santos, declared that this was the last breath of the country's 52-year armed conflict. A falling tree has killed at least 12 people and injured 50 more at a Roman Catholic festival on the Portuguese island of Madeira. A video shows the tree falling on a crowded square in a suburb of the main town, Funchal. Police in Latvia say they've arrested over 100 Chinese nationals suspected of being involved in telephone and internet fraud. They're suspected of stealing more than $2 million from people in China through scams. The South African police say they do not know the whereabouts of Grace Mugabe, the First Lady of Zimbabwe, who was scheduled to appear in court in connection with an alleged assault. There are reports that she has returned to Zimbabwe. Hundreds of people in the Belgian town of Malmedy have feasted on a traditional giant omelette made with 10,000 eggs, despite an ongoing eggs health scare. The meal was whipped up and cooked by the World Fraternity of Knights of the Giant Omelette. BBC News.